Blog Talk Radio.
Center of industrial might, the United States is now has three jobs left. You can work at Twitter, Facebook, or Google. We're in trouble. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And this president is not telling you. He's spending the last of what's left in the treasury. He sent his wife to China to get some takeout. Oh, man, are we in trouble. Putin is higher in the polls than Obama. Not only, he's 64% in Russia, and he's 65% in the USA. Yeah, it's unbelievable. But you know what? You got to watch those Russians. Patton can tell you about the Russians. Google some of Patton's speeches. He'll tell you all about the Russians. He said the only thing he wanted to know about the Russians was how much steel and iron it would take to kill them. Yeah. Never trust a Russian who shortens his name. Now, who could that be? Who shortened his name? Who took three letters off the front? R-A-S-P-U-T-I-N. Rasputin. The mad monk is back. Obama's doing a great job for communism. He has lost the entire Middle East. No one trusts him. His party is now the Communist Party. They threw God out at the last convention. They really did. You got to go to YouTube and get the convention vote for God. All they do now is sell dope, kill kids, run the numbers, and Shylock for votes. And not only that, but Putin is coming here next to protect the Russians. Yeah, he's going to be in Brooklyn. Okay, welcome to American Crossroads. You can find that on YouTube. American Crossroads, Abu Tam. Abu Tam, in case there's other crossroads, this will signify which one you should be watching according to the plan. YouTube, American Crossroads. And if you're pro-life, YouTube, Save the Kids, Abu Tam. And if you're pro-choice, you should see what you're doing. Go see the same one. YouTube, Save the Kids. So having said that, I am opening the show. I created this show in 2 minutes. That's why it just says there's no pictures. I had to get in under the wire. And I did. I did very good. I'm so proud of myself. I'm looking at an American flag. It's hanging between two cranes in a parking lot. And the sun is shining through the stars. And it's created the illusion of a crucifix. It is very beautiful. And which brings up my next subject of a beautiful a young girl, 8 years old, went to school, and the teacher told her to write about, told the class to write about their hero. And she wrote about Jesus Christ. And the teacher said, pick another hero. You know, maybe somebody like Barack Obama. Can you believe that? Is that sad or what? And that's what the teacher said. So I did a little blog. And let me see if I can find it. 8-year-old girl told to pick another hero. Here we go. This girl goes to a school in North Carolina. So you can see how far communism has spread throughout the country. There is nobody safe. It's like dope. Nobody is safe from the dope man, no matter where you live. And nobody is safe from communism. So I asked, when the teacher told the kid to pick another hero other than Jesus, I asked the question, are the teachers preparing the country for Putin? And then I recommended everybody see American Crossroads. This girl is my hero. I'm going to write about my hero, and that's going to be this girl. In the movie, Son of God, Pontius Pilate says, after he crucifies Christ, who died to give us everlasting life. I was thinking about that today, too. Pilate says, in 1 week, no one will remember his name. 2,000 years later, throughout the world, two names get repeated. Jesus Christ and Pontius Pilate, every Sunday. It's in the Nicene Creed, which is a town in Turkey that was all Christian, and when the Muslims came in, they had a choice. Keep Christ and die, or go Muslim. And they said, we'll keep Christ and die. And they died, and they turned their church into a stable for horses. And that's what they're going to do to your garage. You don't think they're coming? They're coming along with the Russians and the Chinese. Everybody's getting ready for the great jihad against the great Satan, Satan, Shatan, whatever they call him. Oscar. I call him Oscar because every year they give out his false idol. No one will remember the teacher and the principal who denied Christ, but Christ remembers Riley Watts from North Carolina who loves Christ. What's that passage that says, and a child shall lead them? And then I have a flag and a cross side by side. I'd like to see more crosses with more flags. Everywhere there's a flag, there should be a cross. Everywhere there's a cross, there should be a flag. We need to put up the crosses. Raise high the cross. And what was I talking about that I thought that something came to me while I was talking? It slips me now. In and out. Yes, in and out. That's a brain freeze. We'll go back for a tune. You like tunes? I listened to Savage today. He was playing jazz. Jazz is too heavy for me. And jazz is very hard for people to understand. I like rock and roll, things that are simple, words that rhyme, and there's no bad words like in the crap music. Back. What's going on? We still can't find that plane. Oh, man, it's a big world out there, isn't it? And just imagine they discovered 500 new planets. Now, why at this time in history, at this time in our lives, are we discovering 500 new planets and they say four are habitable? You don't think that, what is that saying when the devil closes the door, God opens the window? you don't think that the devil is closing down on earth and we're getting ready to evacuate, do you? And God's showing us the window? Huh? Oh, that's what I was thinking about before. Life after death. Atheists don't believe in life after death. They believe that once you're in the ground, that's it. Curtain falls and time passes. But people who believe in life after death, they have a lot to look forward to. You know? Just think about it. Where would you rather be? In the ground with nowhere to go, or traveling through a time and space to your newest next assignment with a new body, the same body, but only it's about, you know, maybe 25, 26. Yeah. Isn't that something? Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know what? I think I'll sign the contract for life after death. And if I'm wrong, well, I lived a good life and I was a good person because I wanted to go to the afterlife. And the atheist, well, they just struck out. They struck out for good. Yeah, I used to say when we get to heaven, we have to hide when an atheist shows up because we don't want them to think that there are other people. This is the girl that I marry. See how it sounds. Sing today. I can't bring this one home to mama. Yeah. We're in trouble. The world has changed and not for the better. Life was a bowl of cherries at one time. Now, lawyers are waiting behind every rock, every corner to capitalize on your mistakes and to lead you into lawsuits that you had no idea you were involved in. I saw an ad the other day. You ever see this one for asbestosis? You know, the guys that worked during World War II with asbestos. And they have a lawyers. They still got like billions of dollars in asbestos funds that the politicians stole from John Mansfield and Ray Bestis. You know, when nobody knew that asbestos caused cancer, and guys were working with it on Navy ships and building houses with it and wrapping ducks with it. And so there's money. The guys who died of it have all gone, so now they've got this money left over, and they're looking for more guys. And it's called mesothelioma. So I saw another ad, and it's if you ever worked in the White House during the Clinton administration and were groped by the president, you might be part of a class action lawsuit. It's called Messy Feely Upper. Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people signing up for that one. We're going to go pick girls' names. Guys used to sing songs about girls. Now they don't even court them. They don't. More girls are unmarried today than ever before. And more guys are unmarried today than ever before. And all of these computer geeks, all they're doing is they're going to those T-bars and getting laptop dances. Yeah. Laptop.
I wonder why you
Latin music with a nice rhythm by a great, what did he play? Timbales. Willy Bobo. Little saxophone. Thank you. there's an article in Liberty Alliance, and it's Jesse Jackson up to his old tricks. And they're taking this article from the Black Sphere Net. The Black Sphere Net. And it's by Kevin Jackson. And who knew Silicon Valley is racist? Wherever there's money, Jesse Jackson has a nose for how to take it. So who knew Silicon Valley is racist? Or is that where the money is? That's where the money is. That's where Jesse will be. Used to be on Wall Street, shaking him down for Bill Clinton. I did that last night. Black Sheep, have you any cash? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Three bags. Wall Street trash. Yeah, have you any trash? Three bags of Wall Street cash. One for the master and one for the dame. And one for the Clinton, whose name is the same. Yeah. Annual shareholders meeting. He went to a Hewlett Packard's annual shareholders. Oh, they got her marked. She is a softie, the one that runs Hewlett Packard, if she's still there. So they got her marked. You know, years ago, hobos, if they knocked on your door and you gave them food, they would put a little, they would carve a little notch in your door so other hobos knew you were a good mark, that you were good to hobos. Jesse is taking it one step further. He's good to his Swiss bank account. You didn't know Jesse was Swiss, did you? Yeah. And why don't Jesse go to Russia and talk about minorities and being discriminated against? See what happens. Yeah, spotlight the lack of it. So let me go back and start over. Jesse Jackson attended Hewlett Packard's annual shareholders meeting to spotlight the lack of minorities in high tech. Jackson claims that technology companies discriminate disproportionately in the hiring of blacks and browns. So now he's defending the browns. You know who Jesse never defends? The little black babies that get murdered every day at Planned Parenthood. You will never see Jackson out there with a little candle standing in front of a Democratic concentration camp. You'll never see Jesse trying to save little black babies because there's no money in little black babies. According to Jackson, the comparison of blacks not getting high-tech jobs versus blacks' use of high-tech is out of whack, or as Earl Butch Graves Jr., president and CEO of Black Enterprise magazine, put it, companies don't come close to hiring or spending what is commensurate with the demographics of their customers. And then you can read the rest on BlackSphere.net. I don't want to read it anymore because I know Jackson's game and so do you. And if you let him play you, he will play you. But I'm telling you once again, you will never stand up for a black baby being chopped into little pieces. You will, as a matter of fact, and I might be wrong on this, so I'm doing this from memory, and okay. But I think I recall reading, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but I think I recall reading that Jesse got a girl in trouble. He had committed adultery with somebody in the office. And he got her in trouble, and he sent her to an abortion clinic to solve the problem. And while she was in the abortion clinic solving Jesse's problem, Jesse was standing outside a prison trying with a candle, trying to save a convicted criminal from getting the death penalty. Is that sickening or what? You think God has a little jury box waiting on Jesse? Yeah, like he held the same court for Ted Kennedy. Yeah. So beware of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. They are both, they're money hounds. That's all they are. They play their own people. Planned Parenthood kills 1,100 black babies a day, and Jesse never tried to save one of them. Why doesn't he go down to the Planned Parenthood and check and see who's killing the babies? You know, is it all white doctors killing black babies? Maybe he could shake them down. He ain't going to save no babies, but he might take some money, in my opinion. And the opinion of this broadcaster is 100% accurate, according to this broadcaster. As a matter of fact, I have my own political party. It's the Spirit of America Party. And our slogan is, tell the truth even if it kills you. And I'm the only member left because I lie.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around the campfire light, a lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark, that hypnotized me with love.
She was a gypsy woman. She was a gypsy woman.
She danced around and round to a guitar melody. From the fire, her face was all aglow. How she enchanted me. Oh, how I'd like to hold her near and kiss and forever whisper in her ear. I love you,
gypsy woman. I love you, gypsy woman.
All through the caravan, she was dancing with all the men, waiting for the rising sun. Everyone was having fun. I hate to see the lady go, knowing she'll never know that I love her. I love her.
A gypsy woman, a gypsy woman, a gypsy woman, a gypsy woman.
65% of the American people in a poll, and you got to watch those polls because you don't know who's running them for which government, say no American troops into the Crimea. Well, I agree with that, and my philosophy and recommendation to the Ukrainians is let the Russians have Crimea and go build your country and make it stronger and make it financially superior to the Soviets. And I'm not the only one who said it. I said it first, and the Prime Minister of Britain copied it from me. And he said the same thing today. But here's the rub. Now you got the Ukraine, and it's really sad. I saw a picture. They said, you know, that they're prepared to fight the Russians. And I saw a guy standing by his tank, and the barrel was rusty. And that doesn't... And I don't know if they have any air power, because the first thing that the Russians are going to come with, like they did in Georgia, they'll come and bomb the cities and towns with their fighter jets and bombers, and then come the rapists. Yeah, that's who comes. Yeah, they got a great track record when it comes to besieging cities. Like Berlin, raped the 2 million women, German women, nailed them to barn doors, sent Mongolian troops in first. They were pulling the faucets out of the sinks, thinking they could take them back home to Russia and stick them in the wall. Yeah, you don't believe that. Well, go back and get some newspapers from the 30s and learn. Learn about Walter Duranty, who covered up for the New York Times the murder of 10 million Ukrainians. Walter Duranty. Check him out. Google him. Google his communist ass. We've been infiltrated for years. How do you think Roosevelt did up against Stalin at Yalta? Roosevelt was a sick and dying man. Joe Stalin ate his lunch. And that's why all of those countries got sucked up into the Soviet Union. And not only that, they almost got all of Germany. There's a story about Patton on the Elbe River, and a Russian colonel barged into his office. Patton was held up for 3 or 4 months from proceeding any further into Germany while they waited for the Russians to catch up so that Roosevelt could give the rest of Germany as a gift to the Russians. And this Soviet colonel came barging in and said to Patton, "All the boats on this side of the river belong to the Russians, and we're taking them." And Patton is reported to have said, "Who let this guy in here?" And he reached in his drawer and he pulled out a .45 and he picked up the phone. And he said to whoever or nobody on the other end of the phone, "Activate the 4th Armored Division. We're attacking the Russians." And the guy pooped his pants. And he ran out. Could you imagine him going back to the Russian side and saying, "I heard Patton on the phone. We're going to be attacked." You know how many bullets he got, right? Yeah. And that's the way it used to be. And he said, Patton said, the time to fight him is now. So going back to our scenario, now it's reported that he's rattling the sabers on all of Crimea. I mean, all of Ukraine. And the Ukrainians won't have a chance. They will put up a fight. See, they were smart enough not to try and hold the Crimea. But now they have to hold what's left. And as Putin starts to chew them up, no one can predict that nobody is going to come in on their side. You may get Poland come in on their side. You may get, and if one comes in, what does the others do? And they're NATO. They have an alliance. If one is committed, they're all committed. What do you think Obama's going to do? He's going to give them all health care? Yeah, we're in trouble. And if you want to see how bad we are and how weak we are and how vulnerable we are, Google Private Manning. Private Manning. And when you Google a Private Manning, one of the first things that comes up is a Wikipedia description of Private Manning. Private Manning was in a U.S. military intelligence, and he released to our enemies 200 State Department memos and 500 military transmissions. So he was like the precursor to KGB agent Snowden, who's a hero in this communist-controlled country. Yeah, he's a hero. Do you think that all of the documents that were released by Snowden to WikiLeaks were all the documents that he had? Or did he save the ones that could kill Americans and give them to Putin? Huh? Did he give any to the Chinese? Maybe only the ones that affected their area of the world, like Vietnam. Agents that we might have left, huh, in Vietnam. Snowden has murdered a lot of people that you and I don't know about. But you know who knows? Putin. 65% of popularity. 65% among the Muslim Brotherhood. Yeah. Unbelievable. 65% among France. We're in trouble, man. We have no allies. And once they find out that we can't hold our own, they won't even give you the time of day. You're going to find out. I always used to say, you want to find out who your friends are? Tell everybody you're broke. And watch the phone not ring tomorrow. And you know I'm right. You know that. Okay, so what else can we say? Yeah, World War III could be starting. And nobody is paying attention to the land of the rising sun. And I heard O'Reilly say, yeah, the Chinese are going to take those two Japanese islands. And nobody's going to do anything about it. Well, au contraire, mon frère, because the Japanese are now building a nuclear weapons. 2,000 of them. And they've asked for their plutonium back, which they've been storing in the USA. Why they did that, I have no idea. I know their constitution says no nukes. But now, they do have Japanese homeland defense forces. And they can quickly turn them into offense forces. And they are not going to let China push them around at all. And if you want to see what the Japanese do when they're cornered, go to Port Arthur in Russia and see the old Soviet Navy. And they will do the same thing to the new Soviet Navy. You don't want to get... This is one dog, you know, let sleeping dogs lie. This is one dog you don't want to wake up, man. You don't want to wake this dog up. So, they won't be coming with Godzilla movies. And they're not afraid of China, as sure as kamikaze is their favorite word, next to bonsai, followed by sayonara. So, we're going to play a little Roy Hamilton tune, back when black guys could sing, and sing they did. Stop this song because a joke came to mind. I'm sorry. Nancy Pelosi is passing kidney stone legislation, and she says once you pass it, then you can see what's in it. I'm back again. Oh, I started to tell you about Private Manning. If you Google him and get into Wikipedia, they are now classifying a Private Manning as a she, and she has put in for a name change, and she wants to be called Chelsea Clinton Manning. No, not Chelsea, just Chelsea Manning. And so the Pentagon has approved it, and it may be getting a sex change operation, already getting hormone shots. Now, you know, in prisons, there's a lot of sex change operations, especially in California prisons. And I've heard from nurses that give hormone shots, and they're very expensive. And I think a sex change operation is $100,000 that's being paid for by the tax sucker. Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? And now what happens when he becomes a she, goes to a female prison? Oh, how depressing that is for the girls. Unbelievable. But the good news is the operation has been approved by the Pentagon, and Private Manning has been promoted to a trans general. We'll go back to Roy Hamilton. Or do you want to go to a mambo? No, we'll do Roy Hamilton. Know who else used to get hormone shots in prison? Richard Speck. The state of Illinois paid for his hormone shots. He is the notorious murderer, I think, of about 11 Filipino nurses in Chicago. He gained entrance to their apartments, and he brutally murdered every one of them. And I think one escaped, one hid under the bed and was lived to testify against him. But you think about that. He killed 11 nurses. That's 11 mothers that never bore children. That's 11 young girls at the beginning of their life looking forward to marriage, looking forward to enjoying the benefits of being American, and he snuffed their lives out, and he got to live a full life in prison getting female hormone shots. And that's what's going on in your country, and that's why we're going to be broke, and that's why we're all going to be on the breadline, and the Russians will be in the front because they know how to bump the line, and if we pick on them, Putin will come and rescue them. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. You have no idea. We're partying like we are the last days of Pompeii. Yeah, it is really sad. Really sad. We're going to be all dressed up and no place to go but hell. So, then again, we'll play If You Were the Only Girl in the World. Those 11 girls never got to enjoy life. And we let that guy live in prison. he should have been express checked out. Oh, I got a joke for you. They were building the IRT subway in New York. And the foreman that was in charge needed three guys. So he picked an Italian guy. He picked an Irish guy and a Chinese guy. And he said to the Irish guy, "You're going to carry the railroad ties and you're going to lay them out so the boys can put the rails down." He said to the Italian guy, "You're going to dig trenches so that the water runoff goes into the trenches." And he turned to the Chinese guy and he said, "You're in charge of supplies." So he goes on break. He comes back about an hour later to see how the boys are doing. The Irish guy is going like the hounds of hell. He's putting down the railroad ties. Italian guy is digging like he's going to dig the longest tunnel that ever was dug. And he goes down to the end of the tunnel, and he's looking for the Chinese guy. And it's all dark. And he goes, where is this Chinese guy? And a light comes on, and the Chinese guy jumps out and goes, supplies!
We'll sing a song, a soldier song, with cheering, rousing chorus. As round our blazing fires we throng, the starry heavens o'er us, impatient for the coming fight. And as we wait the morning light, here in the silence of the night, we will chant the soldier's song. Soldiers are we, whose lives are pledged to Ireland. Some have come from a land beyond the wave, sworn to be free. Shall shelter the despot or the slave. Tonight we man the barn of wealth, in Erin's cause come woe or well. Smith cannons roar and rifles peal, we will chant the soldier's song.
Everybody takes an oath. We have an oath, too. I changed that island to our land because we have as brave a man as any. And I heard Putin today condemn American exceptionalism. Well, it don't mean a thing, Rasputin, if it ain't got that swing.
What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing.